When's the last time you sang all four verses of that?
Never.
Never. Let me take that. Thank you. Hiya. How are you all?
Good.
Good. I said, somebody asked me this morning how I was, and I said, good. Somebody said, well, what about excellent? I thought, well, that's even a better answer. So I'm going to start doing that. What are you all grateful for? You know what grateful means? I know you know what grateful means. What are you all grateful for? Be careful now. Your parents might be out here. Or grandparents. Tell me one thing you're glad about. Wayne.
My family.
Your family. Good answer. Anybody else? Nicole.
Friends.
Grateful for family. Grateful for friends. Those are two good answers. They're really good answers. There are so many things that we have to be grateful for, to be thankful for. As Americans, as people that live in freedom. Freedom's something that not everybody has. Not everyone in this world lives in freedom and lives where it's free. Some people are just bound by rules and guidelines and things, and they're afraid to do anything. But we're free to do here in America. Free to go to school. Free to learn. Not somebody telling us what we have to, what we need to do and where to go and when to do it and how to do it and things like that. Well, that's true. Sometimes there are some things that people maybe don't tell us, but they give us direction, help us out a little bit. And we need that. We all need that. I even get that. So we've got a lot of things to be grateful for. So let's be grateful for one thing today. Let's be grateful for Jesus, okay? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful for Jesus and thankful for all the things that He's done for us. But the greatest is that He has given us an opportunity to live in heaven and to be with Him. So we thank You for that. And as we celebrate this day, we celebrate Jesus and His victory in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you.